with us. We have looked at Jesus as the Creator and how He is still taking the chaos out of our lives and bringing order. We have looked at Jesus as the Sustainer and how He continues to work and minister to us even today. We've looked at Jesus as sin bearer and how His humble beginnings in the cradle to His tragic death on the cross has paid the price for our sins. So this morning, I want to look at us. I would like us to look at Jesus as our Savior. Our text this morning starts in Hosea chapter 13. We probably don't have this PowerPointed because I didn't give this text to Holly. Starting with verse 4, "But I have been the Lord your God ever since you came out of Egypt. You shall acknowledge no God but me, no Savior except me. I cared for you in the wilderness, in the land of burning heat. When I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me." And then I want to go over to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 11. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." I know you're familiar with the story of the children of Israel and their bondage to the Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for over 400 years. It's a story that's been dramatically told down through the history. Even Hollywood has gotten on board, and they showed the story of Moses, one of the all-time great movies. I'm not a guy that watches a movie or a TV program more than once, but I've watched this one 3 times. And it shows how God used him in the deliverance of the Israelites and the dramatic crossing of the Red Sea. God saved the people from bondage and led them to freedom. We know the story. In Hosea, God says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. You shall acknowledge no God but me and no Savior except me." But we all know how the people would frequently get caught up in what was going on around them, and they would be led astray into idolatry. They forgot all about God, their Savior. Look at what Moses meant when he came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments. They were all partying. I'm sure some of them were drunk. They had forgotten God. Things were good. Let's have a great time. God was the one who took care of them in the wilderness. God was the one who miraculously provided water and manna. You see, way back then, God was with them. And then Hosea also writes, "I cared for you in the desert, in the land of burning heat. When I fed them, they were satisfied." God provided their every need. But Hosea also writes, "When they were satisfied, they became proud and they forgot God." Now think about this. Wandering around in 100 plus degrees heat, no supplies. God provided their water. Every day He provided manna. And what was their response? "I'm sick of manna. I want something. How about a T-bone steak?" They forgot to be grateful. and thankful because their focus changed from God to their personal situations. And when things weren't really good anymore and they didn't have anything to party for, they started complaining. And even through all of that, God was with them. That is exactly what happened. God took care of their every needs. God was with them, caring for them, loving them, and sustaining them. And they still forgot God. Now, let's just pause for a minute. Here we are, thousands of years later. Things are going great. We got money in our pocket. We got Social Security. We got pensions. We got family. We got new houses. We got new cars. We got better food than we need, more than we need. And we're entering into this season where we're going to pause and take time, do I dare say, celebrate the birth of Christ? Or is it more like we're going to take time and buy really, really nice presents for our children, our grandchildren, and our other loved ones because God has been good to us and provided us with far more than we need? And in doing so, forget all about Christ. We're so focused on decorating our houses. We're so focused on getting the right food that we have for Christmas dinner. We're so focused on getting the right this and the right that. They play our Christmas music so long we get sick of it. I'm really guilty of that. But what I'm getting sick of is the tune, not the lyrics. But we focus on the tunes and we don't pay enough attention to the words of these Christmas songs. But someday things are going to change. It's going to be hard. Some people, today, it's hard. They're homeless. They're hungry. They're not clothed properly. Someday, we're not going to have enough money to buy the really super gifts for our children and grandchildren and loved ones. Someday, we may not have this nice house or this new car. And guess what will happen? We will be talking to God at Christmas time because things aren't as good as I want it to be. We get sick of manna, so we start complaining. And then we're reminded that God is with us. When times are hard, on 9/11, when they flew the planes into the World Trade Center, that next Sunday was an all-time record of church attendance. What happened to the Sunday before that? Things were good then. We still had a World Trade Center. We still had 3,000 people alive. But when it didn't get good anymore, when we lost our loved ones, we're going to talk about that, by the way, Christmas Eve. We're going to light a blue candle for our loved ones that are not with us anymore. So I invite you to come and experience that. But back to my story here is when things aren't good anymore, it's much, much easier for us to recognize that God is with us and we call on Him. So let's jump ahead about 1,500 years, and the Savior provides salvation for all of mankind. So here we go. An angel appears to some shepherds on a hillside, and he told them that a Savior was born. And then a whole bunch of angels came out of nowhere and began to proclaim, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to men." Now I want to expound on this just for a couple of minutes. Here's a group of shepherds. Their only purpose in life was to take care of them sheep. They were the lowest of low in the ladder of society. Shepherds were not even allowed to enter the temple. But God chose the lowest of all to send the angels to and have them shepherds that could not enter a temple, in some cases couldn't even eat their meals inside of somebody else's house, to go and announce the most miraculous thing that has ever happened before then and since then. The lowliest people. Now there was a lot of people in the day that didn't believe them because they expected wealthy, well-to-do, high up in society people to make this announcement. Shepherds don't know anything. They're uneducated. Can't speak properly. What they're saying cannot be true because of who they are. But today we know that Christ was born for the salvation of everyone, even the shepherds. Amazing. You see, in that time, God became Emmanuel. At that time, God is with us. Only this time, God wasn't providing salvation from Pharaoh and the Egyptian bondage. This time, God was providing salvation from sin and death. Something far worse than being slave to the Pharaohs and to the Egyptians. Because without salvation, when you die, there is nothing but a lake of fire. Jesus was with them. He was performing miracles amongst them, sustaining them, comforting them, and teaching them. But, as can often happen, these people got their eyes off of Christ and got caught in the politics of the day. Many people turned their backs on Jesus. But as was God's plan from the beginning, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation from sin and freedom from the bondage that sin enslaves upon people. Jesus came as the Savior for the whole world, for everyone. But even then, many people turned a deaf ear to the message, to the purpose, to the Son of God. But some embrace the things of the world instead of embracing Christ. True yet today. I don't know how many times we have our worldly discussions around the coffee table in the morning at McDonald's. Almost every day, the statement is said, "The devil is alive and well." And those people that turn this deafening ear to Christ are the ones that the devil is going after because they're the easiest to do his work. Down through history, as God has been Emmanuel, he has been with us, and yet we have turned away. We have become distracted by the things of this world. This distraction happened in the wilderness. That was the purpose of John the Baptist's ministry. It happened in Jesus' day. And it continues to happen even today. You see, Jesus is our Savior, and he is with us today in this sanctuary, and everywhere we go and everything that we do, Jesus Christ walks with us.
Amen.
Thank you. Christmas has, in some ways, become a distraction. So much so that many schools and places and people try to avoid any mention of the word Christmas or Christ or Jesus. How often do you have somebody tell you happy holidays? How often do you have somebody not tell you anything? Because it's just another day. There's a very real danger that what's happening, as recorded in Hosea, that they forgot God, is happening today. People are forgetting about Jesus. People are not told that Jesus Christ is our Savior. People are not told that there's something after death. People are not told that it's wrong to lie. People are not told that it's wrong to covet. Ah, man, I wish my house looked as nice as that guy with all the lights on his. Oh, man, I wish I'd have got that for Christmas. He don't deserve it. And it goes on and on and on. This is all coveting. People are forgetting about Jesus. Here he is. But so many people don't care. And so many people don't want to have anything to do with him. They're so busy. They're so caught up in their own little Christmas joy that they don't even want to hear about Christ. Because it's all about me and mine. Let me tell you about something interesting that I found while I was doing my research for this message. I went and I looked up through all the past Websters the definition of a Savior. In the Webster edition of 1828, it says that one saves or preserves, but properly applied only to Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, who has opened the way to everlasting salvation by his obedience and death, and who is therefore called the Savior by way of distinction, the Savior of men, the Savior of the world. That was all Webster's definition of a Savior. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and a half lines. And then in Webster's version of 1913, it says, one who saves, preserves, or delivers from destruction or danger. Specifically, the Savior, he who brings salvation to men, Jesus Christ the Redeemer. 1, 2, 3 and a half lines. And then in Webster today it says this. One that saves from danger or destruction. He who brings salvation, and then, as if it is an afterthought, it adds, specifically, capitalized, Jesus. 1, 2 and a half lines. If the world lasts another 100 years, I wonder what the dictionary of that day will say. maybe the word Savior won't even be in it. Because nobody will know about it. If we don't teach it and preach it and talk about it, how are they going to know about it? If we just say we are Christians and don't go any further through words and actions, it means nothing. The world is trying really, really hard to forget Christ. Even Christians or others who are sympathetic to Christ, to Christians' ideals, may be willing to say, Merry Christmas. But by our own actions, we might as well be saying, Merry Xmas. Happy Holiday. Christmas has become a holiday. It is losing the celebration of our Savior. Because we are forgetting Jesus Christ. Because we don't stop and be reminded, we don't tell people that have not been privileged to the Word, that Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, then, now, and forever. The only place that God will not be with you ever is in hell. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you don't recognize that He is our Savior, that He is the way, the only way, that's exactly where we will go. If we continue for those, if continue down the path of just a holiday rather than a birthday of Christ, our Savior, that's where they are going to go. If they only call on Christ when things are hard and don't praise Him and worship Him all of the time, that's where you're going to go because you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There's many Christians that do not spend time with Christ every day, every week. Many Christians only celebrate Christ for 1 hour on a Sunday morning. Many people that profess to be Christians don't spend time alone with Christ in devotion and in prayer. So I ask you this morning, let's not forget Christ. Let's remember that He is Emmanuel, God with us. Let's remember that He is our Savior. Let's remember that He is risen. Let's remember that He is with us today, tomorrow, and every day from now until eternity, and then even then. And all of God's people said,